The Warrior Soul podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Chris Albert. Our goal is to empower U.S. military veterans to live their absolute best lives. And we do that by providing tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that they can apply into their lives to become wiser, stronger, smarter, more resilient, and more capable human beings in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about here can obviously apply to you. And if you like what we have to say and the information we provide and the guests we bring on, please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. It really helps to spread word about the show and to get this helpful information into the hands of more veterans so that they can in turn improve their lives and shape the future of this country. This podcast is brought to you by the amazing, the wonderful F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of fats. These are portable snacks that you can carry with you anywhere. It's so hard to find a low-carb snack out there, but these guys have done it. They got macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with pecan butter. They've got awesome meat sticks, and they've got these delicious cheese snacks that they put out there. Plus, they're an amazing company. They send boxes of this stuff out to the troops on the front line. It's not something we ask them to do. It's something they volunteered to do. So if you want to get some of the best low-carb, high-fat snacks on the planet, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first order. This podcast is also brought to you by the amazing, awesome people at Save the Brave. Save the Brave is an organization that provides camaraderie events for veterans. They do fishing events, they do golfing events, they do other sporting events, and they also do a lot of work to help Gold Star families. And look, we've all heard stories about veterans charities where the executive boards are taking these giant salaries, and I don't have a problem with that at all. But here's the thing. I want to make sure that whatever organization I'm talking about is doing amazing work. SaveTheBrave.org is doing absolutely outstanding work. Their board doesn't take any salary whatsoever, and they are having an amazing impact. They're focused on getting veterans to live their absolute best lives, and that's what this podcast is about, and that's why we wanted to work with them. So if you're interested in volunteering or donating to Save the Brave, head over to www.savethebrave.org and make your donation or your request today. Finally, this podcast is brought to you by Warrior Soul Apparel. This is a clothing company that I actually helped to start a couple of years ago as we were beginning the brand Warrior Soul. We've got some amazing t-shirts. We've got skivvy shirts with some pretty funny sayings on there, like, I love Jesus, but I cuss sometimes. We've also got some awesome hero shirts. We have the amazing Hard Times Breed Hard People series. And these are just great shirts that I've helped create. And they support the show. So if you're interested in getting some Warrior Soul shirts, head over to www.warriorsoul.shop. And finally, if you're interested in joining a new group that we are putting together here at Warrior Soul, a group for those who are looking to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries, stick around to the end. We'll have some information for you to check out. With that, let's get into the episode. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
When it comes to pursuing anything big in this life, I haven't known a lot of people who've failed in trying to do big things. And that might sound like it's really optimistic, but here's the thing. I don't know very many people. In fact, I can count them probably on one hand who've ever actually tried to go out there and do any big things. Think about that for a second. Most of us don't fail because we've tried and just failed out of effort. Most of us fail because we never start. We never actually begin the journey. And that happens for a lot of reasons. It happens because, well, we never think we're in the right time or the right place. It can happen maybe because we quit, right? Maybe we started something, and maybe we got a little bit into it, but then we put it down, right? And I've faced that opportunity many times. I can tell you that starting this podcast and putting it out there is no easy feat. And there's been many times when I'd look at my downloads and I'd look at where I was on the charts and I'd say, you know what, is this worth it? Is anybody really listening to what I have to say? And luckily, I was able to push those voices down, but a lot of people, they're not able to. A lot of people, well, they think that they're going along with common sense and they push themselves away from actually trying to do the things that are going to match up and align them with their dreams. But yeah, it's the case for most of you out there that I'm speaking to. It's probably not the case that you've ever failed at anything. It's probably the case that you've never put yourself into position to fail in the first place. So what I'm going to talk about today is something I think that's very important for all of us to consider. And it's a question. It's a question I think that everybody needs to ask themselves when they're thinking about pursuing their dreams. And it's this: what's the worst possible thing that can happen? What is the worst possible thing that can happen? And like I always like to remind our listeners, well, the group I'm talking to here, the audience I'm talking to here, is a group that's been in situations where, well, there was a lot that could have gone wrong while they were in the military, right? In fact, that's a question we often ask ourselves when we're planning missions or when we're planning patrols, right? What's the worst possible thing that can happen? And that's why we always put contingency plans and SOPs in place, because we want something to fall back on, right? Same thing here. When you are thinking about what you want to do in this life and you're thinking about your goals, like I said, far too many of you aren't setting high enough goals. You need to think about what the worst possible thing is that can happen. And the reason why you need to do that is because it helps you to understand that even if you fail, even if everything goes wrong, you're probably going to be okay, right? We're talking about a life here where lives and limbs are no longer on the line, right? You don't have to worry about being shot at. You don't have to worry about being blown up, right? So what do you have to worry about? For the vast majority of you, let's say you're trying to start a business. Well, you're probably not going to starve. You're probably not going to starve. A lot of you have family, you have friends, you have people around you that can help you. But beyond that, we're in a time and a place where you don't have to put it all on the line, right? You could start a business online with very little. You don't need much startup capital or anything like that. You just need really a landing page and a few social media accounts, and you could start getting the word out and you could start seeing whether or not anybody's actually resonating with your product and your brand, right? You actually don't have that much on the line there, but there's a lot of people who are hesitating. They don't want to do it. When it comes to something else, like let's say it comes to your fitness, right? And you're trying to drop weight. what's the worst thing that could possibly happen there? Right? You don't drop any weight and you got some workouts in and you got out of the house. You enjoyed yourself. You learned something new about your body and you learned about training, right? You pushed yourself a little bit. I mean, the worst thing that can happen there is you're just where you started, right? You don't really have anything to lose. And I think that's the point I'm trying to slam home to you guys. Because a lot of us act like we have everything in the world to lose if we take a chance, if we take a risk. The reality is you don't. The truth is this. We are on this planet for a very finite amount of time, right? We're born, we live, and then we all die. Right? You don't have forever to live here. And the fact is that you're going to die whether you pursue your dreams or not. You're going to die whether you took a risk or not, right? It's going to happen no matter what. And the choice you have is what your life looks like between now and the day you take your final breath, right? You have a choice and a say in what your life looks like between now and then. And when you really, really start to think about it, out of the billions of people who've ever existed on this planet, well, you have a much greater ability to choose than most ever had. If you're listening to this right now in the 21st century and you're living in the Western world, particularly in the United States, then you've got a greater choice over what the rest of your life could look like than anybody or the vast majority of people have ever had throughout history, right? You've got an amazing, amazing opportunity there. So the question is, knowing that you're going to die someday, then why wouldn't you try to take a risk? Why wouldn't you want to take a chance? And knowing that, you know, you're not going to end up, you know, putting your life at risk, knowing that you're not going to end up putting yourself into a position where you potentially get ruined, well, then why wouldn't you work at it? You know, let's think about the other alternatives here, right? What are you doing instead of doing those things? Right? Is every minute of your day filled up, really? Are you so busy that you don't have time to sit on your couch and watch TV? Are you so busy that you don't have time to eat and don't have time to do things that don't entail your job, your work, or anything else? Right? Or are you spending free time being idle? Are you cruising along YouTube? Are you cruising along social media? Are you spending time watching the news, hearing about people who have been working on their lives, but who probably wouldn't piss on you if they were on fire, which I think is true of most politicians. Right? And yet we obsess over them and we debate about them and we put so much of our energy into them. Yeah, the truth is they probably wouldn't piss on anybody if they were on fire, right? Or at least not on us. I mean, think about that. What are you putting your energy into? What are you putting your lifeblood into? Could that lifeblood be better spent somewhere else? Think about that, right? And you don't have to answer that right now. But when the time comes, when you feel the opportunity to make a choice, to improve your life, to do something that you always wanted to do, well, if you're not doing it, then ask yourself why. And if you're telling yourself that, well, I don't have the time or it's not the right time right now, remember that you're lying. remember that death is over our shoulders constantly. And as Carlos Castaneda writes, well, death hasn't touched you yet. You're lucky. You don't have anything to truly fear, though, because someday death will touch you. And after that, you're not going to have any more chances. So, again, think about it, and that's all I've got for today. I've been talking about this lately, and we started a group here at Warrior Soul. It's called the Warriors Obituary Society. And the idea is to empower our members to live epic lives, lives worthy of epic obituaries. And the way it works is this. When we take in members, we put them through an 8-week development program. And that development program starts with outlining your vision, getting really clear about what you want out of this life, and then setting goals. And those are going to be your indicators of how close you're getting to that vision. And then once we do that, we start to work on specific areas of your life, right? Helping you to customize your own fitness plan, helping you to create a plan for your personal finances to get you out of debt and get you to start saving and start investing. We start looking at your desire to improve your career or build a business. We start trying to get you the tools necessary to get you there. And then from there, we work on getting you into a position to build an amazing network, to improve your personal relationships, and to improve your happiness and your standing in this life. There's a lot of programs out there that cost thousands of dollars that do this, but this isn't one of those programs. It's actually extremely reasonable in its cost, and it's something that I think that the vast majority of you, if you're ready for the work, could get a whole lot out of. So if you're interested in this, head over to www.warriorobituarysociety.com. Check it out. And if you've got any questions, you can email me. My email is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at warriorsoulagogi, and agogi is spelled A-G-O-G-E, .com. I'm happy to talk. I will respond. And so let's do this. I hope to see you guys in there. And with that, guys, I'm going to stop yapping my gums over here. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it out. Please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. And beyond that, you know, stop thinking about it. Get out there and live. Live your best lives while you can. And I am